Startup. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How did you like the Ford Fusion Energy?
Well, you know, I like the Ford Fusion. It's a very nice car. I think it's a more of a tall person's car than somebody like me, because I find, for instance, the touchscreen and that are rather a long reach away. But it also has a voice recognition that I didn't really care for anyway. But, you know, a steering wheel mounted controls. But the big difference between the Fusion and the Fusion Energy is that the Energy is a plug-in hybrid. It's actually the first one that I've had for an extended test drive for. And it's kind of interesting. But personally speaking, I would not spend the extra money on it. What happens is you take this thing home and it has a little port. Actually, there's two little ports on the left side, one of which is for this proprietary funny-looking charging thing that you plug in. It looks like a ray gun.
Right.
And then I had to run the cord across my front lawn, and it wasn't long enough, so I had to use an extension cord. But it does work, as long as you remember to unplug it before you drive away, of course. Then you're dragging your house down the street behind you if you don't.
Right.
But it does add to the price. It starts at $37,700 for this thing. And the one I have is the titanium model, which has everything. But one thing it doesn't have, and that's thanks to all this plug-in hybrid stuff, is a trunk. My dad was out visiting, and he had one suitcase with him, and that took up the entire trunk getting him to the airport. It was just, it's absurd. I mean, you could get a week's worth of groceries, perhaps, depending how much you eat,
right. But
that's it. Whereas regularly, the Fusion has a gigantic trunk, like every other car in this, you know, in this market niche.
Right.
But it's nice to drive. You can drive it on electric only mode. I went on a highway trip over the weekend and it got me about, I would say, 25 kilometers outside of town before the electricity was spent, and then it switched over to the gas engine, and the switchover was seamless. You would have never known the difference, except that I was watching the dashboard to see what had happened, which of course means you're risking running into somebody. But fortunately, that didn't happen. But, you know, nice car, comfortable car. The continuously variable transmission of it is very loud.
Right.
Fortunately, when you're running in electric mode, I mean, you can't really tromp the gas to make it scream anyway, because it'll kick you back out of electric mode. But interesting car. Again, I'm unsure of the extra value of all the electrical stuff. You've taken a very nice car. You've added to the price. You've added to the weight. You've added to the complexity.
Right.
You've cut down on the trunk space. And, you know, what do you have for it? Well, just it's a feel-good thing.
Right. All right, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, talking about the Kia Cadenza in just a moment. It's the startup on Live 88.5.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
170.
Wow, great song, USS there. This is the best. It's the Live 88.5 Startup and Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Jim Bray Skyping in. Jim, tell us how you like the Kia Cadenza.
Yeah, this is a really nice car. This is Kia's new large four-door sedan. And I guess it's supposedly based kind of on the Hyundai Azera, which is, basically you're looking at something more of the class of the Toyota Avalon, maybe the BMW 5 Series, although that's, you know, a different market segment.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about size,
really. Right.
The Volkswagen Passat, that kind of vehicle. And it's really nice. For one thing, it looks like $1 million. If you like the look of the Kia Optima, this is just the same thing, but stretched a little bit. It comes with a 3.3-liter V6 engine, 293 horsepower. 255 pound-feet, 6-speed auto, so it goes really, really nicely. And the one I had was the Premium, which had everything on it, everything from a beautiful panoramic sunroof, HID headlights with adaptive lights, so they'll turn into the turns with you, 19-inch alloy wheels, and something they call hydrophobic front door glass. I have no idea what that means, except I think it means the car has rabies. It also has stuff like smart cruise control. It'll keep you a set distance behind a vehicle. Also blind spot detection and a lane departure warning system. And you can shut them off and they stay shut off. I really like that.
Now, for 45 grand, Jim, how does it stack up to the competition? And you know, because it sounds like it's jam-packed full of everything.
It is. It's priced the same as you would get, you know, sort of like it. Talk about the Avalon, the Passat, vehicles like that. It's right in there, except that I can't really think of anything else that you could possibly add to this thing, that it doesn't have. It's really amazing.
Cool. Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reports through live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome.
All right. It's 8:30 now. Live 88.5 News.